AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The man charged with Donald Trump in the Florida classified documents case appeared in court. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
In a brief court appearance, Donald Trump's valet, Walt Nauta, entered a not guilty plea to charges that he helped the former president hide classified documents from federal authorities. He also hired a new Florida-based lawyer to represent him as the case moves forward. Nauta was charged alongside Trump in June in a 38-count indictment alleging the mishandling of classified documents. His arraignment was postponed twice as he struggled to retain a lawyer license in Florida, then had a flight from New Jersey to Florida canceled. I'm Shelley Adler.
Earth's average temperature yesterday remained at an unofficial record high set the day before. Sean Burkle is with the University of Maine's Climate Reanalyzer.
The climate is warming, and we are starting to see events that remind us that the climate change is real, and we will see events like this more commonly in the future.
One of the largest contributors to this week's record temperatures is an exceptionally mild winter in the Antarctic. An 8-year-old girl was killed, more than a dozen people injured, when an SUV crashed into a private elementary school on a narrow road in the Wimbledon section of London. Police don't think terrorism was involved. The driver is in custody. More than 6,000 United Methodist congregations, a fifth of the U.S. total, have now received permission to leave the denomination over divisions about theology and the role of LGBTQ people in the nation's second largest Protestant denomination. Meta platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg says 10 million people have registered for its new app, Threads, as it aims to compete with Twitter. It launched yesterday. Twitter has undergone a series of unpopular changes since Elon Musk bought it. This is AP News. A 2-year-old reported missing in Michigan has been found dead.
This is not the outcome we were hoping for.
At a news conference Wednesday night, Michigan FBI agent Devin Kowalski delivered sad news.
The body of Winter Cole Smith was recovered by FBI agents.
Divers, dogs, drones, and helicopters were involved in the search. The 2-year-old's body was discovered Wednesday evening near a municipal airport northeast of downtown Detroit. A man identified as Rashad Trice is accused of stabbing the girl's 22-year-old mother, his ex-girlfriend, at her Lansing home. Police say he took the toddler with him on Sunday, but she wasn't in the vehicle with Trice in suburban Detroit when he was arrested on Monday.
It's a sad day in Michigan.
Sonia Crater lives in the neighborhood near where the girl was found.
I can't even stop crying, because I feel for the mom and what she has to go through.
Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Jennifer King.
China reported 239 people died from the coronavirus in June, in a significant uptick months after it lifted most containment measures. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.